Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome into another show of Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes. That's right, folks. I'm here to change your life through real estate. If you're driving right now, I want you to pull over. Take some notes, because the things I'm going to tell you are going to blow your mind. And we're going to talk about how real estate can work for you. It's not just a home, folks. It can be an income stream, and that's the way you got to start looking at it. If you want to accomplish some things this year in real estate, you need to call me. I'm the champion for the people. My number 719-232-1063. That's right. We're putting on the heavyweight belt for real estate this year, folks. We're champions, and we're not going to back down. It's a tough market. We're still finding deals, though. I'm going to tell you that right now. Call me, Justin Hermes, 232-1063. I want to talk to you, the radio listener. Obviously, the bad news this week is we lost Space Command. Or so we thought. Or so we may think. But I don't think so. I'm an optimism guy, right? Glass half full. And what I think is when the new administration comes in, they're going to reverse that, because Air Force recommended it stay here, and Trump just wanted to give us a little side jab because we weren't behind him in the election. And guess who was? Alabama. So that's why you saw Space Command go down there. It's all political, and I think it will be reversed, and we'll keep it here in Colorado Springs. Remember, you heard that from me, Justin Hermes. Real Estate Realities, baby. Hang with me as we cruise into the second segment. And the third segment, we're going to have Dano on from Unified Title. It's an exciting day to be an American. You're listening to Real Estate Realities, Cardio News Radio. We'll be right back.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome back. Real Estate Realities. I got so darn excited, I forgot to tell you. Today's title of the show is Loans That Fit You. That's right. And Patrick was telling me on the break that I said champions of the people, and, you know, his Sawaya Law Firm or somebody says that. So, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due, folks. That didn't come from me, but I like the way it sounds. I like it a lot. So, loans that fit you, right? Last segment, we talked about getting financially fit. This is a great segue, because what you need to know as the radio listener is you got to be using a loan that's advantageous to the purchase and what you're trying to do with the property. Okay, so number one, the best loan you can use if you're military is VA. Okay, now I will tell you this. There's a funding fee that comes with your VA loan. It's around 1% the first time you use it. So say you buy a house for $300,000, that's $3,000. All right, your VA rate's about 2.5. It's about a full point better than a conventional. Okay, so that's something to really keep in mind. Now, you use the VA the second time, it gets a little higher. It's like 2.75%. The third time, it's upwards of 5%. So that's when we really say, well, it's probably not good to use your VA loan now, because you're paying a VA funding fee of 5%, and you could do a 5% conventional and have that money go towards the principal, right? And so people say, well, why the funding fee? Well, you don't have mortgage insurance on a VA loan, so that's what they got to do to protect themselves, is have these funding fees. Now, if you are a disabled veteran, then depending on your percentage, you could have that VA funding fee waived for the rest of your life. And now there's maximums on how much you can spend on your VA with a certain amount of houses. Okay, but there's ways to work that, folks. If you have the VA loan, I want you to call me at 232-1063. We're going to make that sucker work for you, and we're going to make sure it can create some passive income. So you're making money while you sleep. That's the name of the game, baby. Okay, the second loan, right? That's a government loan there is VA, and now for the everyday American who hasn't served our country, it's the FHA loan. Okay, that's 3.5% down. You're going to get an interest rate about a full point better than a conventional, but you have to occupy. I was just talking with a radio listener before I came in the studio, and I said the best thing you can do is go use the FHA loan for the next fourplex purchase and go owner-occupy, because you're going to have to only put 3.5% down rather than 20 to 25% down, and your interest rate is better, right? Because people will say, Justin, but I'm paying mortgage insurance on an FHA loan. Well, the interest rate is so much better in a conventional, it's a wash. I've had times where people switched to FHA from conventional because the payment's actually lower, even with the mortgage insurance, okay? And now remember, folks, when you turn it into an investment property, that's all a write-off, right? That's a write-off. It's because the mortgage insurance is a write-off. It's even there for your primary residence, okay? So you got to factor that in as well. So a lot of things to look at, but I want you, the radio listener, to think about an FHA loan. It is one of the best loans you can use. Now, there are some restrictions. You can only have one FHA loan on a property within 50 miles of another property, okay? So keep that in mind. But the way to do it is get in, use the FHA, then refinance it into a conventional, and boom, use it again and go occupy another residence. Folks, if you have not had the conversation about using an FHA loan, you need to call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063, and I can explain it all to you and make sure you're finding a loan that fits you. That's right, folks. Very, very, very important. Now, as we get into the other types of loans, we talk more money down, right? That's what you would think, but I'm going to tell you that's wrong, because there's still other loans out there. There's the CHAFA loan, which you get down payment assistance, and you can bring up to no money to the table, or one of my favorites, because you got a note on the CHAFA loan, they bump that interest rate on the back end. So they're making money somewhere, folks. It's no such thing as free money, but Churchill Mortgage does the 3% Home Perfect loan, and that is phenomenal. 3%, no mortgage insurance, folks. You've heard it right. 3%, no mortgage insurance. Now, there's some income restrictions, and you have to have a fantastic credit score, and you have to own or occupy, but that is a fantastic loan. So why isn't your agent talking to you about these different loans? They should be, because you have to be hypersensitive when you're purchasing a property or you own a property, and you have to look at the best way to tune in your loan, right? It's a big financial investment, and if you're not dissecting what type of loan is best to use for the situation you're in, cuckoo, you're gone, man. I mean, you're just gone. You're not there. You got to focus in here. This is big stuff. You got to have your money work for you, folks, okay? So let's get into the other loans now. We talk about a 5% down conventional. Yes, you can do that. You're going to have mortgage insurance on it, though. It'll fall off when you get to 80-20 loan to value. Okay, unlike the FHA, it will not fall off when it gets to 80-20. They fixed that back in about 2014, they changed that. So you could essentially owe $1,000 on your property and you're still paying mortgage insurance, which is about 1%. Okay, hear me out, 1% of that loan. So if you're at you get a loan for originally $250,000, you're paying about $250 a month. Okay, so that's the big advantage with conventional. You don't have to refinance to get that mortgage insurance off. You go 80-20, falls right on off, okay? Now, your interest rate isn't going to be as good as it would be if you were putting more down, right? So we start talking 10% down, a little better interest rate, less mortgage insurance, 15% down. It just keeps working for you the more you're putting down. You go to 20%, no mortgage insurance, folks. And if you can be in that category, fantastic. That's great. And if you're purchasing an investment property, I want you to hear this, is you have to put down 20%. I prefer you put down 25% because you're going to get a better rate. Okay? So hear that today on today's show. Put down 25% if you can. There are some lenders who will try to get you to just do a 10% if that's all you have. And that is not smart, folks. Do not be buying an investment property if you're doing a 10%, because that's going to have a ton of slime on it as far as the loan goes. Probably looking at an adjustable interest rate's higher around 6, 7%. And then you're not getting the benefit of borrowing money, right? We talk about leverage and when to borrow, and when interest rates are below 4%, it's a great time to leverage that up. But you get up to 6 and 7, it doesn't make as much sense. And you got to get in right now. Why the interest rates are low. You got to look at the loans you have currently out there to make sure your money's working for you. And if you're like, well, I don't know how to dissect this and look at it, then call me. I'll help you for free. All I want to do is see people be successful with their real estate investments. Okay? Yeah, I look at it now. I'm 30 years old, and I could retire. I really could because of the investments I've made in real estate. So all I want to do is help you, the radio listener, get to more financial freedom. Right? I mean, that's the best thing we can do for you. And then you get some abundancy, and then you can give back, right? And that's a fantastic way to live your life. Give back to those who need it, to the community. And if that strikes a chord with you, I want you to call me at 232-1063. I'll help you set up a game plan to get you on the right track. We'll look at the loans you have, possibly if you need to refinance, or like I did this year, do a cash out refi on my primary and then take that money and pay off an investment property. There's so many tools you can use through the loans that fit you right. So you have to look at that, okay? We get into these different conventional loans now. I'm going to tell you the bad of it. And that is you can only get 10 Fannie Freddie loans, okay? Those are the government-backed loans. And once you hit 10, then you have to start getting commercial loans, okay? It's not the end of the world, but if you're smart, you can do some refinancing, move your money around, and stay underneath that 10 number because your interest rate's going to be about a full point higher once you go above 10 Fannie Freddie investment loans or even on your primary, okay? You have a primary and 9 investment properties, you're capped out. You got to pay one off so you can fall under that Fannie Freddie again, okay? So that is something you need to hear is that you can buy up to 10 properties, Fannie Freddie, okay? 10 properties up to Fannie Freddie. I had a radio listener ask me that, and I said, yes, you can buy up to 10. It's very important you use all 10 of those before you start looking at any commercial loans because they're going to have balloons, adjustables, and that's where the risk enters, right? And we are anti-risk here. We're conservative investors. We're buy and hold. We don't flip. Everything I do is conservative with people. We put a good amount of money down, or if we're doing 3.5%, we're making sure we're walking through the door with 40, 50,000 equity so you're in a safe position and we're buying mid to low in the neighborhood so you are insulated, folks, okay? So those are some of the different type of loans you can get. Now, depending how long you're going to hold a property or if you say, Justin, I'm planning to pay this off in 5 years, then maybe you look at getting an adjustable, right? Because if interest rates are going to stay low here for a while, and we can kind of do the math, and you can get in, say, at a 2.5 interest rate on an adjustable, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to pay it off in 5 years, that may be better than getting a, you know, interest rate at about 3.5%. It just depends on how long you're going to hold the property. And then to go back to interest rates, folks, I want you to hear this. You got to have this conversation with your lender when you're purchasing a property or refinancing, and that is buying points, okay? You hear people say, oh, do you want to buy down the rate? Well, all we have to do is bust out the calculator, and I can just simply talk with you, the radio listener, and say, hey, how much longer are you going to live in the house or the house you're purchasing? How long do you intend to hold it? And at what point does it make sense where you get your money back to where you're buying down the points? So it may be, hey, we're going to spend $2,000 to buy down the interest rate, and that's going to bring our monthly payment down, you know, $70. So then we're looking at about $900, and you're going to recoup that in 2 years. So then it's a no-brainer, and you're going to hold the property for 10. So you're light years ahead of that. Now, if you get more aggressive and buy down, you know, $6,000, then we're talking, you know, a much longer time period. We're talking closer to 7 to 8 years to get your money back on it. See how that is very important? What is your strategy? How long are you going to hold? Because some people may go, Justin, I'm getting this single family house. We're going to buy it as an investment. But the whole goal is to 1031 out in 2 or 3 years and buy a fourplex. Don't buy any points. You may say, give me a higher interest rate, please, so I can have my closing costs paid. Do you see these different angles, folks? This is the game changer. This is the game changer in your life financially, is looking at the different loans you have and looking at real estate in a whole nother realm. And that's what I want you, the radio listener, to understand, is real estate has so many different angles to it, and how you invest and get in the game determines your success. And I know I can make you successful, like I've made so many people successful and created that passive income so they can have more financial freedom. And that's what I want for you, the radio listeners, to call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. And let's look at the loans you have or the loans you're looking to use to build your real estate portfolio. You've been listening to Justin Hermes, KRDO News Radio, 232-1063. Give me a call. I want to chat with you and hang with me as we slide into the third segment. We got Dana Wan from Unified Title. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome back into the third segment here. You are listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio. And Unified Title joining us today. Dano,
back in the house.
Welcome, Dano.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's 2021, man. You're jazzed up. I love it. You got the new facial hair going, and you look tough, man. You look tough.
Totally so, pumptitudinal.
So how was your 2020? Give me just an overview on how, you know, business and your kind of recap.
Yeah. Interesting, challenging, and revealing, I think, sums it up.
Yeah.
Personal stuff, being a father, dealing with kids with the hybrid and all that other stuff, the interesting challenges that that posed. The gratefulness of being in an industry that didn't slow down a bit during the whole COVID deal. On the personal or on the business side of things, I think I saw some really good growth. From a sales perspective, I've been able to really kind of pivot or adjust, which I saw with Unified when we did incur that new first quarantine shutdown in March or April or whatever it was. So learning some different things and how to be able to accommodate customers, work with the flow, work with the government, that kind of stuff to stay open. That could be a whole segment all by itself, Justin.
We could just talk for hours on that, but you were on the front lines down there meeting people, doing the driveway, with a parking lot closings.
Yeah.
And,
curbside.
So you guys just adjusted, and that's what good companies do, right? They just find ways to win, even when you're facing all these obstacles. So were you guys, would you say you did more business than 2019?
We probably did a little bit more than 2019, great, which is amazing.
Yeah, and you guys work with some builders too, right?
We do. We're very fortunate. We work with St. Aubin and Aspen View.
Yeah.
And then our northern offices, Desert View, I think, is the name of it. And there's one or two other ones.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, we just went under contract with St. Aubin yesterday over at the Ridge at Sand Creek, which is fantastic. It's a great option in this market to get a house for $400,000 when you just can't find it on the resale side. So it's great that you guys have that corner of the business too.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're listening to this, remember you're all throughout the state, Unified Title, and a lot of people are buying homes from families and have some stuff like that going on. And I just referred a client to Dano to help him do a closing up in Denver. You know, so that's the nice thing is Unified can take care of you wherever you are. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of which, that has just expanded dramatically. For those of you that don't know, Stewart Title, which is a national company, made a big financial move in acquiring all of ET Investments in the title side of things, which included all of their title companies in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, there was a couple other title companies purchased as well.
Yep, right? Yep. Empire and Legacy.
Okay.
So they're going to continue to operate like we are.
Yeah, and you're
underneath the same
banner.
Yep, keeping the same flag up there, Unified Title.
Nice.
But we will now be considered a division of Stewart, which gives us all sorts of additional leverage we didn't have before. So there's some really cool things to be had.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're keeping the green and white and the frog because that would have been sad.
I know. We like Mr. Deeds and Mrs. Deeds. I'm telling you.
It's a fun vibe. And, you know, Stewart's just a little more serious of a logo, I would say. So.
Yes.
You know, it's nice you guys add some levity. And you got the green rooms, too.
Yes, yes. Do not miss out on those green rooms, I'm telling you. That positivity, the green for go, right?
There it is. And you guys moved downstairs this last year, too, right?
We did. Changes abound, and it's been fantastic. I mean,
and that was just for more, what, was that just for more space? Or?
Yes, and also convenience.
Yeah.
So we just felt it was the best move for our company to be able to do that. And that was prior to the purchase by Stewart.
Yeah, and I think it's great just for, you know, we have a lot of baby boomers in this town, elderly people can't do the stairs. They walk right in. You can easily get a wheelchair in there, and it's nice accessibility. The other thing, too, is you don't have to deal with getting parking notarized and all that. You know, you got a big parking lot there.
Huge.
So, and you're right in the heat of things. I mean, you're down there by the Olympic Museum. And
oh, dude.
So after closing, you got all these options. You can go have a drink, celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Or if you're still waiting for things to be finalized and you need to take an hour off or whatever, there's beautiful areas to walk now. That wasn't so much so not that long ago with all those warehouses
right.
down. Just driving here, I was marveling, seriously, in the Olympic Museum, how beautiful it is, the new stadiums, all the work that's going on down there. Wow.
Just think of it, 2 years ago, man. Two
yeah.
years ago, like none of that was really, I mean, it was in the making, but
and we
now
were talking about
that
it, hyped about it.
We were. Now you look at that skyline, and they're building a couple apartments across from the Olympic Museum. Did you
yeah.
know that?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's
about 13, 14
yeah.
stories. So
I saw some of the renderings.
Oh, why didn't I see some of the rendering? What the heck, man?
I'm special.
Yeah,
you
why
are too.
You keeping
but
me
I,
in the loop on this. Jeez, oh, Pete, man. So you did see some of the renderings.
Yeah.
And now is that, I heard it was Norwood, but I could be wrong.
That I don't remember.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But it's two apartment right across. I want to go eat down at that cafe, man, at the Olympic Museum. Have you gone down there to eat?
I have not. Well, I've eaten there as a result of a commercial broker event that was going on.
Okay, you have. Mm-hmm. Food was good?
Yeah,
it's good. That's cool. They yeah. said it's like a lot of the food there is like what they serve at the Olympic, you know, to the Olympians.
Oh, nice.
The Olympics and stuff like that. So anyway, we're just on a rabbit trail here.
Yeah.
Just talking away. But it is exciting. And so just tell the radio listeners a little bit about the locations because some may just be listening for the first time. We got Dano in, Unified Title. One of the best title companies in town. They've been around for years. Just talk about the different locations and how somebody could contact you if, you know, they said, yeah, we are doing a family deal. And, you know, how do we get the title work done?
Yeah. So you've got multiple options now. We talked about things that have changed here recently with Unified Title. It's very easy to get a hold of me directly, either through my cell number or whatever. If you've got questions, 719-351-9705 is my mobile number. That's a great way to get a hold of me. Outside of that, multiple locations now, instead of just being throughout the state, we're actually now international, buddy. We're not just coast to coast. Stewart is international. I'm not kidding you. So we've got global title insurance policies that we're able to deliver from anywhere from the Caribbean, okay?
That's unbelievable.
To Latin America, to Europe, to Mexico, you name it. So we're pretty fortunate. Europe. So anyhow, Canada, Australia. But yeah, so if
the list goes on.
It goes on and on. So it could be anywhere in the United States, and we can get you set up. I mean, we can get you taken care of. But locally here in Colorado Springs, since that's where most of our listeners are, we've got a north office up in the Jetstream near New Life Church up there. We have a downtown office, which we discussed, and then our southern office, which is right off of Lake Avenue.
Yeah, well, the thing that pops in my head right away about being a Stewart Title now is somebody's doing a 1031 exchange.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they're going out of state on that. Makes it a lot easier when you're dealing with one title company.
We own a 1031 exchange company.
Really? Just
heck yeah.
That just happened.
It's part
when you
of Stewart.
Stewart.
No, it's been for a while now.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
That's one of the things I was going to tell you. So
yeah, that's
cool.
Great because I've done 1031 exchanges for my customers, but I haven't done one myself yet, and I'm thinking about doing one on a duplex. So how does that look? That people just call you and you set it up for them, or is
yep.
there a certain department?
Well, there is a department that I would send them to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's great to know, man, because
yeah.
we got a lot of investors, obviously, listen to the show, and so they can just be with the title company and the 1031 mm-hmm. exchange, which I don't think anybody else is doing.
Not a lot. No, there's not a lot of them available out there.
Yeah, and you guys yep. handle the reverse 1031 exchanges too.
Yep.
Yep.
Dude, our commercial department has just been injected with steroids. I mean, the fact that we're now with Stewart or whatever, it's really cool, some of the stuff that's happening. So those investors are dealing with not only our pros, which are off the charts great, but now we have access to additional resources and people.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yeah,
huge.
Cool.
Well, a lot of property purchase here. It's not just the family. You know, people moving into a house they're going to occupy. A lot of it is investors, man, and you don't want someone screwing that up.
Nope.
I'll tell you that right now. bought a property downtown by the stadium, and Brenda Warner was fantastic, and we were looking at these right-of-ways and the land that I was supposed to get with it that the neighbors were fighting over me with, and she dug her heels in and really knew the information, and if it wasn't for her, I might have just kind of given up on it because it was so in-depth. So, but that's important, right? Because if I didn't have that piece there, I'd probably be, if I couldn't get to the alley, I'd say it'd be worth 50 grand less.
Yeah, you touched on something really important, Justin. People are always wondering, what's the difference between you and another title company? And it's the people. It's that experience. Seriously, yeah. That knowledge, the local people knowledge that's going on here with the, like I said, with the tenure that we're dealing with. So, yeah, you hit on something really special, and that's part of our secret sauce.
Yeah, 100%. And then you got closers like Kelly, Norma. I mean, people who've been around for just, I mean, Norma's been doing it for ages, right? So yeah. You want that experience, just like you want in an agent when you're looking to buy a house or a lender. You want somebody who's seen it all.
Yeah.
Right? It's not their first time in. So that's fantastic. So, Dano, a final minute here. Just leave us with some parting words on Unified Title and how you guys were able to help your employees through this pandemic.
Well, Justin, you're honoring me here to be able to say a few quick words, but Unified Title, the owner, Brian Cooper, is the man behind the mission, so to speak, at Unified, and has worked really hard. And with the economy the way that it was, and the fact that Stewart ended up having to close their offices and be absorbed by us, he reached out to all of those employees and made sure that they continued to have a home. They had a culture that they could feel comfortable with. And the safety measures that were put in place, not only for our clients, but for our employees, was always paramount, always first on his mind. How we could make sure that things and people stayed safe throughout the whole quarantine and pandemic and still being able to do business was something that we took very seriously. So those actions by him, his leadership team, then, of course, the acquisition by Stewart and their continued assistance in that way, locally here, continuing to provide that local feel with the deep pockets and the national knowledge, now international, of course.
Yeah.
I think are things that really resonate with me and hopefully resonate with people that are out there either purchasing or selling a home and talking to your real estate agent. You can actually input what you want or where you want your closing to happen, and we'd love to be your choice in the future. Unified Title, a division of Stewart.
There it is. Amazing. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Justin.
You got it, folks. That's another show, Real Estate Realities. It's a wrap, talking mortgage, title. It's all fun, but remember, the most important thing is using the gifts God has given you and to give back to the community. Have a great Sunday.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.